Good evening. We'll begin Sussex County's Council for September the 12th, 2006, with the Lord's Prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda. Any corrections, deletions? We're not going to have...
Sir.
Go ahead.
Rogers, would you please delete National Alcohol Drug Addiction Recovery Month?
Okay.
I don't know if we're deleting the month. I believe we've already done it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then would you delete under... Reserves of Jefferson's Creek Phase 1, lands of 274 Association. Please delete.
Just the B, lands of 274.
B, item B.
Leave A on.
Okay.
Okay.
And then under Mr. Mastin, item number 1, the lease, LifeNet, office and hangar space.
Okay.
And delete the...
Gotcha. Anything else?
I make motion to approve the agenda with the amendments as we have just discussed.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Duke, second, Mr. Jones, to approve the agenda for September the 12th, 2006, as modified with the deletion of the minutes. Item 3, the preserve at Jefferson Creek. Phase 1.
That stays on.
That stays on. And that lands us 274 Associates. Questions? Mr. Cole has not arrived as of yet. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
It is yes. Be no approval of the minutes. Reading correspondence, Mr. Griff.
It's going to take a little while to read the correspondence tonight because there's quite a few items. We haven't met in a while. First, a note from Linda Tarburton, co-director of the Milford Senior Center, thanking council for a grant. A letter from Nancy Dodd, the director of the Cheer Center, the Harbor Light Senior Center in Lewis, thanking council for a donation in support of their programs. A letter from the Milton Historical Society thanking council for a grant that they use for a number of different purposes to help the residents and visitors learn more about what life was like in 1807. A letter from the Fort Miles Historical Society or Association thanking council for a donation from the community improvement grant monies that they are using to help establish a museum at Fort Miles. A letter from the Milford branch of the Boys and Girls Club thanking council for a donation that is going to be used toward the building of a new facility. Letter from Preston and Kathleen Schell thanking council for helping with the financial support of the 4th annual Use Your Head Bike Safety Fair. And they gave away over 300 helmets this year to people who were riding bicycles unprotected. A letter from Ann Gorin, Sussex County Coordinator of the Read Aloud program, thanking council for a contribution that they used to purchase shelving for their extensive collection of children's books. a letter from the First State Antique Tractor Club thanking council for a donation that they use to put on their annual tractor show. A letter from the Nanticoke River Fest organization thanking council for financial support for their 2006 River Fest event. A letter from the cheer organization in Georgetown thanking council for helping to provide funding for the transportation programs that they operate to benefit senior citizens. And also there was a card signed by a number of the beneficiaries of that program also thanking council. A letter from the Mike Love of the University of Delaware Cooperative Extension Program thanking council for helping to fund the 2006 Sussex County Safe Kids Day event. A letter from Congressman Mike Castle thanking council for adopting a resolution in support of the establishment of the Captain John Smith Chesapeake National Historic Trail. And a portion of that trail comes up into the area around Bethel. It's sort of a an event that celebrates something that happened in 1607, this being the 300th anniversary of year approaching. A letter from Ileana Smith, the Vice President and Campus Director of Delaware Tech, thanking council for its financial support of the 2006 Starry Starry Night Gala event. A letter from the City of Seaford Recreation Department thanking council for a donation to their youth football program. And that's it, unless someone else has an item of correspondence.
Mr. President, I've got something. It's just FYI for the council. It was in Sunday's paper, and it caught my eye when it was talking about Florida County plans to recycle by vaporizing garbage, and I'll just read a little bit of the statistics of it. It says that the county in Florida has a grand plans to ditch its dump, generate electricity, and help build roads all by vaporizing garbage at temperatures hotter than the sun. The $425 million facility is expected to be built in St. Lucie County, which will be using lightning-like plasma arc to turn trash into gas and rock-like material. It will be the first such plant in the nation operating on a massive scale. Supporters say it's cleaner than the traditional trash incineration. The 100,000-square-foot plant, slated to be operational in 2 years, is expected to vaporize 3,000 tons of garbage a day. No byproduct will go unused. Sludge from the county's wastewater treatment plant will be vaporized and a material created from melted organic matter up to 600 tons a day will be hardened into slag and sold for road and construction projects. St. Lucie County officials estimated that their entire landfill, which is 4.3 million tons of trash, collected in 1978, will be gone in 18 years. And I guess why that caught my attention, I have a home in Florida just 15 miles from there, and I go by it every time I go to Florida. So I'll keep a watch on it, and maybe it's a thing of the future.
We can do ride by it all the time?
Yeah, just ride by and see if I can smell it. But it's a big investment, $425 million.
Yesterday, as you know, we had the fifth ceremony anniversary of 9/11. Jeff Dayton, Congressman Castle's Delaware Chief of Staff, presented me with a copy of the 109th congressional record that Congressman Castle read into the record on the floor of Congress, bringing attention to the fact that the county council was having the fifth anniversary. And I've asked Jim if he would read the last paragraph of what Congressman Castle said on the floor of the House of Congress.
As the crowd gathers around the circle in Georgetown today, I would like everyone to look up at the American flag waving in the sky and remember what it symbolizes. remember the values and ideals of democracy that we hold so dear here in the United States, and that our and know that our country is full of men and women who exemplify those traits. Therefore, let us continue to honor the men and women who help us fight terrorism and who strive to keep us safe every day.
Thank you.
That's all of the correspondence, I think.
We'll move to Mr. Baker for the personnel appointments.
Mr. Baker.
Thank you. This evening, we would like to recommend to the County Council the appointment of Finance Director.
Uh-oh.
And tonight we have with us Mrs. Susan Webb, who has worked as our Director of Accounting for the county since 1993. Prior to that, she worked for Jefferson, Urien, Doan, and Sterner, Falkassen, and Vernon Kerr CPA firms. She is a CPA with a business degree from Salisbury University. As Director of Accounting, she has led the accounting department with a major change in the accounting software program, from an outdated program to a much more comprehensive and complex software program. She's also led the accounting department to four comprehensive annual financial report awards that we've received during the last four fiscal years. And she works well with her staff and works well with other department heads and manages her department well. And in short, she's done an excellent job for the county, and we are recommending her as the for the next finance director. And what we would like to do is recommend her appointment effective November 1st to a three-year rollover term, just like I had previously. She's here tonight with her family. Maybe she'd like to
Yes, certainly. Of course. My husband Sheldon, my daughter Rebecca, and my brother John is here. He's just in from Portland, Oregon. Came all the way to see this.
He could watch it on the internet.
Couldn't believe it.
You have to go back tomorrow.
We're going to have to vote on this tonight, Mr. Baker. And do we have to have three votes?
Three votes are required, yes.
Three votes required.
At least.
It's good they've been off for 2 weeks.
Let's hear what you got to say, Susie.
Okay. I thank you for your support and your confidence and trust in me.
No.
You'd like to thank us. Go ahead, read it.
Try to butter us up first.
No, vote first.
She's nervous. First
thank
time ever.
Thank you in advance.
Okay.
That's the first time I've ever seen you get a little nervous there. Gentlemen, let her give some relief here. Let's entertain a motion to.
I
was only kidding.
I know.
I will say, Susie, anytime you have to put up with Mr. Baker, Mr. Stickles during budget time, you certainly have to be very well. You have to put up with those two. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Especially Mr. Stickles. You know, you'll get some relief this year. So.
Laid back, Bob.
Yeah.
I will miss Bob a lot.
I can honestly say for all my colleagues up here, I don't know if anyone could say anything negative about you, because every time we call, before we get the phone hung up, the information's back to you. I think they'd all attest to that. George, you never call her. You want to go ahead and finish your...
Dave, you got a motion?
It's not...
Go ahead. You can talk. Go ahead. Great, Susie. Go ahead. Relax.
You really should vote first, because this is so silly.
You think, huh?
I entertain a motion, gentlemen. I make a motion that we appoint Susan M. Webb as Finance Director effective November the 1st. You wouldn't have to read the whole thing, Mr. Baker?
Probably ought to get it into the minutes.
Okay. At the annual salary of $75,000 for the remainder of fiscal year 2007,
disappointment.
She'll be extended annually upon the anniversary date of the original appointment unless the majority of the council votes in public session not to extend the appointment. If the Finance Director wishes to terminate her employment hereafter, that termination shall not occur with less than 6 months' notice in writing.
I'll second that motion.
A motion by Mr. Dix, second by Mr. Jones, to appoint Susan M. Webb as Finance Director for Sussex County beginning November the 1st. Questions, gentlemen? Call for the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dix?
Yes.
I vote as yes.
Free now,
I know. I'm sure I'm beat red. But I.
Now the responsibility is all yours.
Thank you for your support and your confidence and your trust in me to do the job, especially following David Baker. He's going to be a hard act to follow, and I enjoy working with him so much, and we are so lucky to have him as our county administrator now.
Her new boss.
My new boss.
Let her face.
He's always been my boss. I'm also pleased to see the county head in the direction of hiring a more qualified financial personnel. I feel with the growth, the complexities of the budget, and the financial reporting that this is important to the county, and I'm excited to see our fiscal management team that we're going to have in the future. So I'm glad to be working with Gina and Chris and Kathy. And, of course, you gentlemen. I'm excited. I really am. I'm looking forward to the challenge and excited to get up there.
Tell us that about the middle of the December, Jess, Susie.
Stick around for the Kramer report. I'm
sure. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Mr. Baker.
Yes. I also wanted to mention that tonight here with us is Gina Jennings, who works in our accounting department. Gina will be our new director of accounting effective November 1st. Gina has a bachelor's degree in accounting from University of Delaware. She's worked for CPA firm. The town of Milton is their finance director. She's taught in high school, and she's worked in our accounting department. And effective November 1st, she will be our new director of accounting. And her husband, Rob, is here also. And next, Kathy Roth, who is a new employee for us, she will start work next month as our budget and cost manager. She's worked for the town of Ocean View as the town manager and finance director for the town, and also worked for a CPA firm. She is a CPA. And she'll be a big help to us in preparing the budget and helping manage our costs. She'll start next month. Then Chris Parker is also here tonight.
Hired one man.
With his wife, Sarah. Chris.
Way to go, buddy. Hang in there. It's tough.
Go ahead, Mr. Baker.
A lot of pressure up there.
Chris has been promoted to the finance report to be finance reporting manager. He's done an excellent job for us organizing and preparing the annual CAFR report, which includes a lot of statistical tables and a lot of information. And he does an excellent job in putting that all together. And he's also worked on some monthly reports, revising our monthly financial reports to be a much simpler to read and easier format. So, and he's worked for the county and the accounting department since 2001, and has done a great job, and we're promoting him to finance reporting manager.
All right, congratulations.
We look forward to working with this team in addition to our other competent finance staff and moving ahead in the future, and I'm sure they'll do a great job.
To let our audience know that it's a requirement by our laws that Susie be approved by members of council, and the personnel department, Mr. Stickles, Mr. Cordery, Mr. Baker, and the other people Susie got together and advertised it, interviewed, and selected. So that's the way that process happens on the other employees. So welcome aboard, folks, and good luck
Thank you
in your new positions.
Right. Excellent.
With that, Hal Godwin, Administrative Assistance Proclamation. Mr. Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, this evening we have two proclamations for your consideration. The first is a proclamation proclaiming Monday, September 25th, 2006, as Family Day. And it reads as follows. Whereas the use of illegal drugs and the abuse of alcohol and nicotine constitute the greatest threats to the well-being of America's children, and whereas surveys conducted by the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University have consistently found that more often children and teenagers eat dinner with their families, they are less likely to smoke, drink, and use illegal drugs. And whereas teenagers who virtually never eat dinner with their families are 72% more likely than the average teenager to use illegal drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. And whereas teenagers who almost always eat dinner with their families are 31% less likely than the average teenager to use illegal drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. And whereas the correlation between family dinners and reduced risk for teen substance abuse are well documented. And whereas parental influence is known to be one of the most crucial factors in determining the likelihood of substance abuse by teenagers, and whereas family dinners have long constituted a substantial pillar of family life in America. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims Monday, September 25, 2006, as Family Day, a day to eat dinner with your children, and urges all citizens to recognize and participate in its observance.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to proclaim Monday, September 25th as Family Day. Questions, Mr. Cole?
I think they all left because they felt guilty that they ought to be home eating dinner. But anyway, y'all vote yes.
Susie Webb was going to take her daughter home again.
Better go home and have dinner with her.
I was going to tell them to go to Dairy Queen, but
no.
She quite were voting.
I'm voting, Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Now that Bob's left, I thought I should insert one thing. It's commonly known that this council hired three people to replace Bob.
It takes three.
Right. Didn't want to say it in front of him, but he said you do.
Which one plays golf?
Excuse me?
Which one plays golf?
I don't know. I know.
They don't have to play very well.
Is there someone here you're going to present this to? Or?
No, the next one there is.
Okay.
Okay. The next proclamation is proclaiming September 15th, 2006 as Resource Conservation and Development Area Day in Sussex County, Delaware. Whereas the first state resource conservation and development area was designated by the Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture on September 15, 1971, and whereas the First State Resource Conservation and Development Council, Incorporated, has contributed countless hours of community service to help people identify and address human and natural resource needs and opportunities, and whereas First State Conservation and Development Area activities have benefited residents of Sussex County, Delaware, through protection of natural resources and improvements to recreational facilities, wildlife habitat, fire protection, housing, and living conditions, and whereas the First State Resource Conservation and Development Council, Incorporated, has been recognized by USA Weekend Magazine and the Paul Newman Foundation for Make a Difference Day activities, and by the Delaware Association of Nonprofit Agencies, the Points of Light Foundation, the National Association of Conservation Districts, the Mid-Atlantic Association of RC&D Councils, and the National Association of RC&D Councils for Program Excellence. And whereas now is the time to recognize the contributions of the First State Resource Conservation and Development Council and its partners to increase awareness throughout Sussex County, Delaware, about the organization and how it provides a way for people to work together to plan and carry out activities that has made our state a better place to live. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Sussex County Council does hereby declare September 15, 2006, as First State Resource Conservation and Development Area Day in Sussex County, Delaware, and urges all residents of Sussex County to recognize First State Resource Conservation and Development Area Day in honor of the 35th anniversary of the designation of the First State Resource Conservation and Development Area.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones, to proclaim proclamation for September 15th as Resource Conservation and Development Area Day in Sussex County. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Mr. President, I believe that the President and Vice President of the RC&D Council are here in attendance to receive this proclamation. Would they come forward, please?
Vance. Got to check for him, too. Check.
Do you want to check?
Here, Lynn, take that with you. Here, give that to Lynn. No, go ahead, go ahead. You're better looking. You're all dressed up. Got a new suit on.
You guys going to Harrington?
That's a Mr. Ray suit on. Felt like never coming back. But I got an election I've got to deal with.
Oh, yes.
Real quickly, I want to appreciate Mr. Godwin's proclamation. I know it's rather, our name is rather long, and you never did get it wrong any time, Terry.
Thank you.
And I would like to introduce some of our, also some of our other board members. Mark Davis, who's was taking a photograph, looks like he wants to
come
sit
on, Mark,
down.
Come on, Mark, smile. There you go.
And Kelly C., who is our person who really makes our housing program work on a daily basis and is really in a lot of ways responsible for our successes. And then our, lastly, the other individual who's standing is Bill Bell, who is our coordinator who basically keeps me out of trouble. And that's extremely important. So with that, I really appreciate the support that Sussex County has given to us as an organization. I mean, this is really makes a tremendous difference in our daily ability to service our constituents, or in most cases, very poor and individuals that hopefully you know, make their day a little bit better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir.
Law enforcement grants.
Yes, sir. We have a number of law enforcement grants for you to approve the disbursement of. The grants you have already approved in your annual budget, but on a regular basis, we try to bring you the details of how those grants are dispersed, and that's what we have this evening. I'll just give you the town and the total amount. All of these amounts, we have receipts attached for police equipment, which qualifies them for their grant. The town of Greenwood is using $24,351 of their grant. The town of Laurel is requesting $3,548.25 from their grant. The city of Lewis is petitioning for $9,430 portion of their operating grant this year. And as I said, I have the supporting documents attached to back up all of those for your purview if you'd like. We also have a request. We have a request from Dewey Beach for the full $25,000 that has been allotted for them. I believe that's for the purchase of a new police car. The town of Georgetown for the same amount appears to be also for some leased police vehicles. And the city of Rehoboth Beach is requesting $24,094. Again, we have receipts for those, along with one final petition from the town of Selbyville, requesting the full $25,000 grant to be dispersed at this time for the purchase of a new 2006 Dodge Charger. And those are the police grants as listed for this meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole to approve the police department's funding for the year FY 2007 budget as read off of Mr. Godwin. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
It is yes. Mr. Godwin?
Yes. Mr. President, members of council, we also have three wastewater agreements for your consideration this evening. The first one is Sussex County Project 81-4, the Preserve at Jefferson Creek Phase 1, Agreement Number 603. The developer is Muddy Neck LLC from Newark, Delaware. Their location is County Route 363, 1/4 mile south of Muddy Neck Road. This will be included in the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District, serving 32 townhomes and 46 single-family condominiums. The total of their system connection charges equals $552,276. We already have approvals from Sussex County's Engineering Department and from the State Department of Natural Resources. We're expecting a 40-day time of construction. The construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $83,011. Proposed construction costs total $553,410. The supporting motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 603, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Muddy Neck LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed at the preserve of Jefferson Creek, located in the South Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve preserve of Jefferson Creek Phase 1 Agreement Number 603, Muddy Creek LLC, as read. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir. The second wastewater agreement for your consideration is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Seagrass Plantation Phase 2 Agreement Number 710. The developer here is Centrex Homes from Chantilly, Virginia. The location is County Road 348 Irons Lane. Sanitary Sewer District will be Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District, serving 208 single-family lots. The system connection charges total $990,964. We have approvals from our engineering department and from the state's Department of Natural Resources. Construction time is estimated to be 165 days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs total $150,000. Proposed construction cost should be $1,023,916. And the proposed motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 710, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Centrex Homes for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Seagrass Plantation Phase 2, located in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by?
Second.
Mr. Dukes, to approve Sussex County Project Number 8104, Seagrass Plantation Phase 2, Agreement Number 710, Centrex Homes, as read. Call for the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Gentlemen, the third and final wastewater agreement this evening is County Sussex County Project Number 81-04, the refuge at Derrickson Creek, Phase 8, Agreement Number 708. The developer here is Bunting Gray, LLC of Selbyville, Delaware. Location is north side of Route 54 and west of 58B, to be served by the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District to serve, install a mainline sewer for 24 single-family lots and DelDOT Road. Sewer connection charges will total $102,552. We already have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. The estimated construction time will be 25 days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs total $12,138, with proposed construction costs totaling $80,920. Proposed motion is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 708, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and the refuge at Derrickson Creek, Phase Number 8, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Dukes, to approve Sussex County Project 8104, the refuge at Derrickson Creek, Phase 8, Agreement Number 708, developer Bunning Gray, LLC, as read. Questions? Let the record show Mr. Cole's out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin? Steve Mast.